And in this section, our last speaker is Dr. Junling Wang, and her talk is on potential health implications of racial and ethnic disparities in meeting MTM eligibility criteria.
Good morning, everybody. This is a series of presentations that I have been making regarding racial and ethnic disparities in meeting MTM eligibility criteria. This research has been funded by NIH, so I hope that in the future I will keep getting opportunities to present and talk about these issues, and also we also hope to find strategies to deal with these disparities. So this project is funded by the National Institute on Aging. I have this standard disclosure that NIH requires us to include. For those of us that are not very familiar with the MTM program, we all know that Medicare Prescription Drug and Modernization Act, or MMA, established the Medicare Prescription Drug Benefit in 2006. As part of this regulation, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services required the party plans to provide medication therapy management services to Medicare beneficiaries as part of Part D benefits. These services can be provided by pharmacists or other qualified healthcare providers. However, these services are not for everybody. People need to meet the following three, all three, eligibility criteria. People need to have multiple chronic conditions, use multiple covered medications, and be likely to incur over $4,000 in drug costs in the period of 2006 to 2009 and in the period of 2010 and after. The purpose for providing MTM services is to ensure that covered Part D drugs are that are prescribed to targeted beneficiaries are appropriately used to optimize therapeutic outcomes through improved medication use. These services are particularly beneficial for patients with chronic diseases, particularly for those chronic diseases that need to rely on pharmacotherapy, such as hypertension and diabetes. The prevalence of some of these diseases is higher in minority populations. So MTM services can be beneficial for reducing racial and ethnic disparities. However, in previous research, we found that based on the analysis of historical data, racial and ethnic minorities would be less likely to be eligible for MTM services than were whites. This is because racial and ethnic minorities historically tend to use fewer prescription medications and incur lower drug costs than do whites within Medicare population, given the same health status. The purpose of this research is to examine whether the racial and ethnic disparities in study outcomes are equivalent or different among MTM-eligible individuals than the disparities among MTM-ineligible individuals. We examined health status, health services utilization costs, and medication utilization patterns. This is an illustration about what we really did in this study. Basically, we looked at we compared the MTM ineligible individuals and MTM eligible individuals. You can see that we looked at racial disparities or study outcomes among whites and study outcomes among blacks. And this is among MTM ineligible individuals. Among the MTM eligible individuals, we did the same calculation. Then we compared the two patterns of racial and ethnic disparities, and we looked at difference in disparities. So this is a difference in difference analysis framework. We used Medicare Current Beneficiary Survey. This is a survey I'm sure a lot of people are very familiar with. We used the time period of 2004 to 2005 because that was our specific aim one for the grant proposal that we wrote and was funded. We know that MCBS is a continuous multi-purpose survey and the most comprehensive data source for a nationally representative sample of Medicare population. We used a rotating panel design that's in MCBS. A new panel of patients is added to a survey system every year. Each survey group was surveyed in a duration of 4 years, but for the collected data for 3 years. The conceptual framework was Anderson's behavioral model for health services utilization and also ISO-NIST risk adjusted model because we used looked at different health different outcomes. In Anderson's behavioral model, we are a lot of us are very familiar with. We included predisposing factors, enabling factors, and need factors. We also used electronic Orange Book query data file. These are maintained by the Food and Drug Administration. We use this database to determine characteristics of medications, medication names, approval dates, type of new drug application, whether it's a brand name medication or generic name medication. When we examined MTM eligibility criteria, we feel that since MTM eligibility criteria, the MTM eligibility thresholds can vary from plan to plan. Within the CMS regulations, we could examine lower limit meeting and upper limits of different eligibility thresholds. So, for example, for the 2006 eligibility criteria, for the limits based on the number of covered prescription medications, there are three values that correspond to lower limit, median, and upper limit. These are 2, 6, and 23. For the limits based on the number of chronic conditions, these values are 2, 3, 5. Part D drug cost thresholds was $4,000 in the year 2006. So we can see that 3 times 3 times 1 is equal to 9. So we examined 9 possible threshold combinations. We looked at the median value for main analysis and all other 8 combinations in sensitivity analysis. The eligibility criteria for 2010 to 2011 were examined in a similar manner. For the sake of time, I skip that slide. We basically looked at the disparity implications of the eligibility thresholds. We looked at the three major racial and ethnic groups, non-Hispanic whites, or in short, whites, non-Hispanic blacks, or blacks and Hispanics. We looked at racial disparities by comparing whites and blacks, and ethnic disparities by comparing whites and Hispanics. We looked at, again, we use a difference in difference model. Basically, we looked at racial disparities and ethnic disparities separately, even in regression models. For example, when we looked at the difference between whites and blacks, we used the following model listed on this slide. We can see that we included a variable, a dummy variable for black, a dummy variable for eligibility, and an interaction term between black and eligibility. Basically, the coefficient for the interaction term mirrors the effects, the difference in difference effect. We looked at a lot of different outcomes. We looked at health outcome, health status. We looked at a number of chronic conditions, number of activities of daily living. We also looked at IADL, self-reported health status, or self-reported good health status, where we dichotomized health outcomes by grouping excellent, very good, and good in one group, and fair and poor in a different group. We also looked at number and costs of physician visits, emergency room visits, and hospitalizations. We also looked at prescription drug utilization patterns by examining high-risk medication utilization and the generic dispensing ratio. We found that in the two year of data from Medicare current beneficiary survey, we included 14,000 Medicare beneficiaries, and these are their racial and ethnic categories. And I'm going to skip these tables. Basically, we did not find any surprises regarding the social and demographic differences across racial and ethnic groups. This table shows the numbers and proportions of individuals across racial and ethnic groups that would be eligible for MTM services in 2004 to 2005, according to 2006 and 2010 eligibility criteria. We can see that, for example, based on the main analysis for 2006 eligibility criteria, the proportions of individuals eligible between whites, blacks, and Hispanics are quantitatively different in a direction that we expected. However, the differences across racial and ethnic groups are not statistically significant. For all other sensitivity analysis, we had similar findings. This is descriptive analysis. This is adjusted regression analysis. We can see that here the difference between whites and blacks in MTM eligibility fulfillment is significant, and the difference between whites and Hispanics is not significant. And going back to using this figure to illustrate the findings, we can see that if we look at good health status, the proportions of individuals reporting good health status among whites is approximately 83%. That proportion was 71% among blacks. The racial disparities here is 12%, and probability for this is 0.001. And among the MTM eligible individuals, the difference is only 4.84. So this shows that there is greater disparity among individuals that are not MTM eligible, or we can see that the greater disparities are being excluded from being addressed by MTM program. So we also looked at the marginal effect of interaction term between blacks and whites, between blacks and MTM eligibility criteria. We looked at both multiplicative term and additive term. These are different ways of measuring interaction effects. They calculate interaction effects differently. The latter, which is the part two analysis here, is preferred by some quarters of research community. We can see that the interaction effects are significant for blacks, but not for Hispanics. This is unadjusted is significant for blacks, but adjusted is insignificant for multiplicative term. But for based on the additive terms, the unadjusted, both the unadjusted and adjusted models found significant findings, meaning there are greater disparities among the MTM ineligible individuals than MTM eligible individuals. We also found that racial disparity, so basically we found that racial disparity was greater among MTM ineligible individuals. The analysis for disparities between whites and Hispanics found similar disparity patterns, and analysis for other health outcomes did not have significant findings. And all analysis for 2006 and 2010 eligibility criteria generally reported similar patterns. So basically, we found the greater racial and ethnic disparities in self-reported good health status among MTM ineligible individuals than MTM eligible individuals. However, disparities in MTM eligibility may not aggravate existing disparities in health services utilization and costs and medication utilization patterns. So future studies should examine whether the implementation of Medicare Part D has impacted these patterns, because this analysis was done using data pre-Part D. So I want to acknowledge my co-authors. I have quite a few co-authors listed on here. They all have significantly contributed to the research, and also we won an honorable mention for an award from the Aging and Public Health section in 24 annual meeting, which was yesterday. So thank you all very much. I wanted to, as the chair of membership committee for aging and the public health section. I wanted to let you all know that we have very good research award program. So when you submit abstracts next year, please remember to submit if it's aging related, please submit to our research section, our section, and compete for the awards. We have a wonderful awards program. We have 12 awards. The information for these awards are available on our website. So, thank you very much.